True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B-Mitch and Finley fired up. Get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in Boomer Esiason. Hear him on WFAN. Follow Boomer at 7, Boomer Esiason. Boomer, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us. Boomer, you there?
I am here, yes. I had to unmute my microphone. Sorry about that, guys. JP, great to talk to you. Brian, great to talk to you. And hopefully you guys are ready for a great season down there in Washington.
Oh, yeah. We hope we can get a repeat of last year, Boomer.
That would be unbelievable.
You know how tough that is, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, think about everything that Washington went through, right? They got the new owners, they got the new coach, and then, of course, they got the most important ingredient, and that is the quarterback that is super special, seems really dedicated, and I would expect that there's not going to be any letdown in Jaden Daniels this year, much like C.J. Stroud went through last year. I would think that the way that this kid goes about his business, that we should expect exactly what we saw last year, if not even better.
I tend to agree with you, Boomer. What do you make of Jaden's game? And you know, after watching last year how good he was, what areas do you think he can even grow this year?
Whatever his mom tells him to do. You know what I mean? That's going to be the most important thing. Seems like she's the most important person in his life. But, you know, the things last year that, you know, he probably will not do as much this year is he probably won't rely as much on the athleticism. He'll see the defenses. He'll read the defenses. He'll feel more comfortable in the pocket. I'm sure that his communication, as Brian knows, is going to be a lot better and a lot stronger, a lot more demanding. I mean, it's his team. And, you know, he may not have realized that immediately simply because he was a rookie and wanted to be somewhat respectful to everybody, because he really seems like a respectful young man, which is great. But now it's his team. So he can be more demanding, and he can be even more leader-like than he was last year. And it's not always about the way you speak. It's more about the way you play, the way you go about things when things don't go well, how you pick up your teammates. And, you know, this is what every NFL team wants. They want the next Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. And Washington's fortunate enough to be able to have one of those guys who really, I mean, honestly, I don't really see him in a lot of commercials. Don't see him doing a lot of off-the-field stuff. I see him really hopefully honing his craft, which is a man who is committed to becoming great. And he sees the numbers out there. He knows the amount of money that's out there for him to get it when it comes his time. So I would think that he is going to be focused on being great, and that's all you could ask for.
Boomer, you named those four quarterbacks, and we know that that's the upper echelon. And those guys are good every year. So I hear people say, well, you know what, now the defensive coordinators have film on that quarterback. When you get guys like that, they have film on those defensive coordinators too. And just as much as the defensive coordinator can figure out something to mess with them, they can figure out something to circumvent that. How do you keep that going? You play quarterback. Can you understand that next year they come with different wrinkles and you got to bring a different wrinkle?
Well, I know one thing. You know, the Giants try to get faster on defense. They tried to bolster their secondary and their pass rush. And the reason that they did that is because when you look at the quarterbacks in their division, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, and Jaden Daniels, you know, those guys have been running roughshod over the Giant defense for the last 10 years. So the Giants have gone out of their way to try to get faster on defense, try to get their pass rush to be more explosive, and try to get their secondary a lot better in coverage. And if they do have the pressure that we all expect that they will generate with Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence, then the back seven should definitely benefit from that. So that's, for me, I mean, that's from the Giants' perspective. They know they're playing three athletic quarterbacks, three tremendous quarterbacks, so they had to do everything they possibly could to improve their defense first and foremost. And then secondly, for the Giants, what they have to do is they have to stay away from the turnovers. They barely got any turnovers last year, and they were turning the ball over consistently every week, which was just basically putting them in a hole from the beginning. So they're going to be a much more competitive team, I believe, this year, and one of the reasons for that is trying to match the speed that, you know, that Washington has, especially with Jaden Daniels and the secondary playmaking abilities that he has.
Boomer, what do you think they'll get for the Giants out of Russ Wilson this year?
Well, I think what they're hoping for is just stability. I mean, you know, Daniel Jones, he was here, what, for 6 years, I think, and it was flatline. He never really took a leadership role. As I was just talking about Jaden Daniels growing into being a leader, you know, Daniel never really had that gene in him. That he wasn't a boisterous guy. He wasn't a guy that, you know, it's not that they didn't respect him. They loved him, but he just wasn't a guy that was making plays at the right time. And I think what they want from Russell Wilson is they want the deep ball, because he does throw a very good deep ball, and they do have Malik Nabers, who's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, especially going deep. So they want that, but they also want somebody who's not going to turn the ball over and kind of settle things down and keep the game close in the fourth quarter and then go and win it in the fourth quarter. And I, you know, the Giants lost a bunch of one-score games last year, and it was just mind-numbing how they would lose in the fourth quarter, or the other team would pull away because the quarterback would either fumble the ball or throw it away or make a bad play, and due in large part to injuries. But I think they want stability from Russell. I don't think it's going to be 350 yards a game. I think it's going to be a 210 to 230 yards a game, maybe two touchdowns, an interception, and maybe they score 24 points and they try to win 24 to 21. That's what I think is the roadmap for the Giants this year.
That's it adds up, because there is talent there. We're talking with our friend Boomer Esiason. You can give him a follow at 7 Boomer Esiason. Listen to him on WFAN. Watch him on CBS Sports Network. Boomer, I want to ask you about the game tonight, because we're all fired up just to have NFL football back on our televisions. A big NFC East battle, Eagles, Cowboys. But before we do that, just I want to check in on all the great work you do with your foundation. I know how busy you are just with the media stuff, but you always make time for the Boomer Esiason Foundation, just trying to help where you can.
Well, I thanks for asking. You know, my son Gunnar is 34 years old now, and when he was diagnosed with CF back in 1993, he wasn't expecting to make it to 19. So the fact that he's 34, he's living life, he has two children that he's the biological father for, is nothing short of a miracle. And that miracle basically came in 2018, when finally the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, in conjunction with our foundation and others around the country, was able to raise enough money to find that drug that was going to unlock the life of a CF kid. And 90% of the kids are benefiting from this drug, and Gunnar is proof positive that their miracles can happen. So I always say that Gunnar's my hero. My grandson, the first-born grandson, Casper, is our miracle, because if we didn't do, and people around us weren't doing what they were doing to raise money for CF, it would never happen. So we are flying high. Gunnar is flying high, and we're still doing all the things that we've done over the last 30 years, and we'll continue to do that.
Love that, man.
You know, a lot of players do a lot of work and do a lot of charity work, but when it's your kid that's benefiting off of it, first of all, you have to be very, very proud of that as well, man.
Yeah, you know, Brian, he, you know, and the NFL gave me an unbelievable platform. So I was still a player in 93, retired in 97, and then went into the media. The media gave me the amazing platform as well to tell the story. ESPN did an E60 on Gunnar on Christmas Eve this last year, and that was Casper's third birthday. And, you know, the E60 captured who Gunnar is, the patient, and then the kind of man that he has grown up into. So I always say I never won a Super Bowl, had a chance to win one. Unfortunately, Joe Montana beat us at the end. But in the Super Bowl of life, the fact that my son is a father himself, 34 years old, there's no greater feeling than the feeling that I had when he got married and he told me that his wife was pregnant. That was a feeling that I don't think I'll ever forget, and I would imagine that's what it feels like winning five Super Bowls. So that's that's my Super Bowl, and I'm certainly very proud of it.
It's funny, we had Solomon Wilcots on.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, and asked him about that Super Bowl, and it was still very fresh in his mind, I would say.
It's fresh in all of our minds, unfortunately.
Yeah. What about tonight? You've got the Super Bowl champs, the Eagles hosting the Cowboys. Dallas just traded away Micah Parsons. Jerry Jones is doing Jerry Jones things. The Eagles look loaded. On the surface, this doesn't look like it's going to be much of a game, but we know life in the NFL is rarely
NFC East.
Right, it's rarely what it seems.
That's right, and I'm sure Brian agrees with me when I say I'm happy for Micah Parsons because very few players truly get what they want. He ultimately wanted a trade, and he wanted a big contract, and he was able to do that and secure a huge amount of dollars. And this is something we fought for all the way back since 1987 when we went on strike, and in 82 as well. But and we're starting to see players be able to use and leverage the system so they can get what they want out of it, thankfully. And I appreciate that. So I'm happy for Micah. I think it's probably better for the Cowboys because I do think he was somewhat of a distraction with the podcasting and all that other stuff. I'm not saying he was unpopular in the locker room, but there was some separation between he and other players. There's no question about that because as popular as he has become, and he had some great takes on things. You know, he's going to be great in TV if he wants to do it one day. But I would say that maybe they're better off without him. And the reason I say that is because there could be more harmony there. And one of the reasons why they lost all the games they lost last year is because Dak Prescott missed 9 of those games, and 2 of those games fell against the Eagles. So the Eagles ran roughshod over the Dallas Cowboys. They couldn't stop Saquon Barkley. And I wouldn't be surprised if this game is a lot closer than the 8.5 points that Philadelphia is laying here tonight. So I like the Cowboys to cover. I can see Philadelphia winning like a 27-24 game or a 24-21 game. But 8.5 points, man, that seems like an awful lot division game, opening game, and the Dallas Cowboys dealing with what they were dealing with, and Dak Prescott now feeling the pressure to have to really perform at a very high level to keep up with the Eagles' offense.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Boomer, I'm going to sneak one more in. Obviously, your greatest professional success was with the Bengals, but you also played with the Jets. You're a New York guy. What do you think of the team the Jets have put together with Justin Fields at quarterback?
You know, it's not great. I wasn't a big fan of the Justin Fields signing. They gave him $40 million for 2 years. I know that they needed a quarterback, and they wanted to move away from Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee and said he had never been released by a teenager before, and he said it half-jokingly, he was referring to Brick Johnson. That was Woody Johnson, the owner's son. So I knew that, you know, eventually Woody was going to say, you're out of here. And that's basically what happened. So I think most coaches would have loved to have kept Aaron Rodgers. He actually played reasonably well last year, and I think he'll play well for the Steelers as well this year. But they are rebuilding, resetting. Aaron Glenn, a former teammate of mine, who was under Bill Parcells when Bill Parcells took over for Rich Kotite, knows what needs to be done within the building to change the culture. So he's in the middle of doing all that right now. I just don't, you know, you have a rookie offensive coordinator in Tanner Engstrom. You got Justin Fields in his fourth offense in 4 years. You have a lot of moving parts, not one great wide receiver, not a lot of playmakers other than a running backs. They have three pretty good running backs, and they just lost their best offensive lineman for the rest of the year to a triceps tear. So, and that's Elijah Vera Tucker. So I see them maybe 5 wins at best, maybe 6 if things went right. But I just don't see them being a very good football team this year. And maybe next year, Aaron's culture reset will take hold, and they'll be a little bit more competitive.
Boomer, thank you for the
appreciate
time, man. Go Terps. Malik looks like the real deal.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, too, by the way. And well, we'll see when they get to the Big Ten. But they always start out strong, for sure. But Malik certainly looks like a great athlete. Maybe I'll go on record as saying maybe the greatest athlete Maryland's ever had as a quarterback. How's that?
I like that. Boomer, thank you very much for time, man.
Okay, guys, have a great day and enjoy the games.
All right,
thanks
care,
very
man.
Much. Boomer Esiason, check him out on WFAN, CBS Sports Network, and give him a follow at 7, Boomer Esiason, doing great work with his foundation. We're going to tell Coach Loxley what Boomer said about Malik in about an hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is making week one even bigger with a chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets every game day. That's right, $2 million. Here's how it works. Opt in and place an anytime touchdown bet on any week one NFL game, including tonight's matchup, using your profit boost. And if a player you pick scores either the first or the last touchdown of the game, you'll earn a share of $2 million in bonus bets. First touchdown, you're in. Last touchdown, you're in. Both even better. It's just one more reason to bet on the NFL with FanDuel. So whether you got a feeling about the opening drive or you're banking on a clutch finish, now's the time to get in on the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app today and get started. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt in. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.